Today's three topics are drama, music, and headspace. Drama and music are not about musical theater. It's about other stuff, but those are the three topics. Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
Your daily Lex.
Months ago, my buddy Andy, friend of the podcast Andy, had asked if I wanted to join him at Adult Rock Shop. That's where it's all pornographic. No, just kidding. So Liam does Rock Shop, and it's where he's a bunch of kid bands. But Adult Rock Shop, you'll never guess, is when it's adults doing it. And I was like, Andy, I don't know. I don't know if I want to pay to be in a band. And he's like, well, it's fun, and we do good stuff, and they work with us. And also, this was the actual exciting thing, they won't charge you. Basically, because we sign all of our paychecks over directly to the place where Rock Shop happens, since Liam does all kinds of lessons and Rock Shop things there, they're like, nah, we would love a keyboardist. So if you can just come and help us out, that's fine. We won't charge you. So I joined a rehearsal. I practiced for a week or so before I joined them, and then I joined them, and then the band broke up. I don't think it was because I had played with them, but it's still what happened. So, time passes, Andy's on to other things. And then Andy's back doing Adult Rock Shop again. And then he mentions, hey, we can kind of use a keyboard player. And there had been a little bit of turmoil with the group that he had been part of reassembling. But I came in, I practiced some stuff and came in and joined rehearsal. And then the following week, drama. People quitting, people mad. One person was mad because a song was cut. This guy really wanted to have Beatles songs. One person was mad because it felt we weren't rehearsing enough, or it was too disorganized, or whatever else. We'll never be ready in time for this gig in 7 weeks. And Andy and I were like, we're still going to rehearsal. This was last night. And two others said, yeah, we'll still go to rehearsal too. So there were four of us. Of the seven or so that it's supposed to be. And we actually had a great rehearsal. And since one of the two singers, the male singer, had quit, I had said to the guy who runs Rock Shop, hey, I'll sing today. I'll sing his songs. And the guy, I think, didn't know if I was serious or not, because he hadn't heard me sing. No, he knows me as Liam's dad. And so I was like, let me give you a shot. And then he was like, oh, this is good. You can sing. Yeah, sing these songs. So for one of the songs, that was great. The middle. I know that song inside and out. For another song, it was good. 8 days a week. I know that song. You all know that song. Everybody knows that song. However, the lyrics of that song are really stupid and barely change. So keeping track of which lyric you're on is a little bit tricky. It's one of those things that I find hard to memorize because it's basically the same thing over and over again. I'll be able to do it, but I haven't done it yet since I only learned I was singing it yesterday. The next two songs, I don't know at all. One is by Eagles, and I think it's not the Eagles. I think it's just Eagles, the way it's Ukraine. But Eagles have a song, and not the football team, but the band, called Victim of Love. And I've heard it exactly once before yesterday, which was the week before our rehearsal. So that one's a little tricky to sing just because I don't know it at all. And the other one is a Rolling Stone song called Wild Horses. And I keep thinking it's called Slow Horses, which is an Apple TV show that everybody loves, but I've never seen. Andy was shocked that I didn't know those songs. I think especially shocked that I didn't know Wild Horses, but I don't and didn't. Anyway, I have to learn that song. And that one, when I listen to it, doesn't even sound like a song to me. It just sounds like Jagger's needs a nap. But yeah, so I got to learn those. But it's fun to be in a band and play some music. And we had a good time last night, so I was glad I did it. So that was the drama and the music. Because now I'm in a band, which is good because I haven't been casting any shows in a while. And then the third topic, headspace. Yeah. I had my first Xcode dream last night. I'm sure it's normal for developers. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. The Xcode is the software that you use to code apps for Apple's ecosystem. And I've been spending a lot of time in there recently. And last night I showed up in my dream a little bit, which was hilarious to me when I woke up. And then, but it was the kind of thing where last night I could have stayed up really late coding. And this morning I wanted to work out, but I was like, oh, I could get a head start on this one bug that was bothering me last night, which is probably why it infected my dream. So, and I forced myself to do the workout, but I could very easily see the world where I was like, you know, I'm just going to start doing this app instead. And then even today, I had to very explicitly put on my work calendar, do these five things for Lex Friedman Consulting before you can start doing any coding, you monster. But once you get in that headspace, you just kind of want to be in it. You just kind of want to get the coding stuff done. So it's just a little bit funny to me to get back in that headspace. It's been a long time since I was right up in there, but there I am. I want to get these apps done. I'm pretty close to having a test flight ready for at least some functionality. So that's exciting. Anyway, happy Thursday, everybody. Stay out of trouble and, you know, keep your band drama to a minimum.
Lex.